Before we get started, I would like to welcome Undersecretary Mary Beth Heffernan and Assistant Secretary Marilyn Chase to make some opening comments.
Thank you so much. Good morning, all. I'm Marilyn Anderson Chase. I'm Assistant Secretary for Children, Youth, and Families in the Executive Office of Health and Human Services.
Good morning. My name is Mary Beth Heffernan, and I work in the Executive Office of Public Safety. And this is a true tag team event. It's kind of like worldwide wrestling. What do you think? We're here this morning and delighted to be here. And thank you to John and his group. I have to say that when I was a young staffer working in the Senate Ways and Means Committee up here just a few years ago, Crime and Justice Foundation and the Community Resources for Justice was a wonderful think tank, a wonderful resource for all of us. And I'm so pleased that I'm a member of this administration and that they have taken such a leadership role in so many of these issues. We often turn to them for advice. So thank you for having me. Under my jurisdiction is the Department of Corrections, the Parole Board, the Sex Offender Registry Board, and I'm honored to serve as liaison to the sheriffs in Massachusetts. That obviously has a lot to do with reentry, but it is not my entire portfolio. It is a definite thing that the governor has asked us to concentrate on. He has also asked us to concentrate on breaking down the silos that exist in government, which is why Secretary Chase and I are here together before you. We cannot have a successful reentry program without working collaboratively amongst the secretariats and amongst the different departments. Obviously, that involves the Executive Office of Health and Human Services. It involves the Executive Office of Workforce Development and so many other departments. So we are here to tell you that it is a priority of the administration to work together. It is a priority of the administration to come up with strategic, smart, public safety initiatives that make sense to the people of this Commonwealth and make sense in ways that do not require exorbitant amounts of money to be spent on things that are not common sense. So please enjoy this forum very much and know that this is a priority of this administration, and thank you for having us.
Mary Beth and I aren't really engaged in wrestling. We really are, though, almost connected at the hip. And I'd have to say that the Executive Office of Public Safety and the Executive Office of Human Services have formed a very strong bond, not just between our two secretaries, Secretary Burke and Secretary Bigby, but as you can see among the members of the staff. And it's because we recognize that our ability to effectively address issues of criminal justice requires a strong partnership between those of you who are focused clearly on criminal justice and those of us who are focused on family support and individual supports for people who may be moving from the criminal justice system and back into the community. It's the integration of those two variables that we know is important in the individual lives of the people that we serve, and it's imperative, therefore, that the agencies that are providing and responding to those individuals be integrated as well. So I'm delighted to be here with Mary Beth to welcome all of you to this discussion this morning. And I want you to know that we're not just here sort of visually only, that this really is a strong working partnership across these secretaries to make certain that we're able to maximize the services that you provide and that you want to see provided to persons that you're serving and the people who are reentering the community. Thank you so much for this opportunity to say welcome, and we look forward to working with you.